This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, narration note cards, a fabulous written narration idea. If you have a student who is old enough to be doing written narrations, you may have run into this dilemma. I want my student to spell names and places and events correctly in his narration, but I'm reluctant to allow him to look back at the chapter to make sure of those spellings. It would be too easy for him to review as he scans the pages for the words he needs. How can I encourage correct spelling without placing temptation in his way? Well, my friend Crystal came up with a great solution. She took the idea of highlighting some key words from the chapter, as we have discussed before, and expanded on it. Here's what she does. She grabs an index card and makes four headings: people, places, dates, and vocabulary. Then she pre-reads the assigned chapter and jots down key words in those four categories. She looks especially for words that could be difficult for her student to spell correctly. She labels the card with the chapter number and pops it into the book as a bookmark for her student. He can scan the words for a preview before he reads, if he's reading independently, or he can just refer to the listed words as needed after he reads. Those word lists will give him the correct spellings without his looking back through the chapter. And the dates listings can help with possible Book of Century entries, too. If he thinks of another word from the chapter that he wants to use in his narration, she can simply add it to the note card. And here's another great idea. Crystal also uses those index cards to jot down ideas for narration prompts for each chapter. She'll often list several ideas, ranging in difficulty from beginner to advanced. Then, when a chapter is assigned, she can either select one of the narration prompts for her student, or sometimes she allows the student to choose. I love Crystal's narration note cards. And here's some great news. She has created some narration note cards just for you. Stay tuned for the exciting announcement next week. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.